Kein Bezumeya Purim Ha'ila Bezmaneim. So then these mitzvahs are to be performed in the proper times. Kashakim Aleim Mordechai Yehudi V'Esther Malka. They establish it because Kashakim Ha'Nafsham. They establish it over themselves, Azayim, their offspring, Divya Tzaymas. They fast the Tzakasam and the Tzvilas. And you know. We mentioned fasts, that they established fasts. Now, to my knowledge, there was only one fast. Tanis Esther. There was one fast. So maybe it means that there was 3 days long. It could be fasts. It's only one fast.
Why is it
what?
Every year.
Right, but he was saying that the fasts should go on every year. So
maybe this is when they got rid of all the other fasts and just established the ones that we have now.
But we didn't do that. We did not get rid of the other fasts. You know, in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash they did. But it wasn't built yet. So Shlomo HaKabbat says, we have a problem here. Where's the source that you can make a Yom Tov? Where's the source that Chazal, even though the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah is in heaven, where's the source that Sanhedrin have a kayak to take a day and change its nature and make it into something? To turn it from an ordinary day and grant it a status of, you know, above the mundane, you know, to grant it a status of holiness. So he says the Makkah is Pashit, because we learn off from a Pasuk in the Torah that they can make some of the Tevis, Shiva Sabatamas, Shishabav, Sangadari, those are all learned off from Sukkim. It's called Sema Asiri and Sema Revi and Sema Chamishi. The pasuk refers to these tzaymas even before the Rabbanan instituted them. The Navi Yecheskel foresaw that there's going to be tzaymas, and the Rabbanan's ability to make a tzaym to say this day is a yom tzaym, not just to say that you fast. Today is a yom tzaym. Today is a yom tzaym. They changed the day is from a pasuk. So the Rabbanan, the Talmud of Megillah, they got their authority from that also. If the Rabbanan have a kayak to change the day into a Yom Simson, they can have a kayak to change the day to Yom Simcha. So Shlomo Akhmet says, Divrei HaTzaymas is referring to the words in the Torah that authorize the Rabbanan to make a fast day. And that led to the Divrei HaSimcha and the Divrei HaYom Tov. That's the very times. That's just from Alchemist. The Rekach says that the Pasuk says Kima Nafsham on themselves. They, you know, this is they accept the poem on themselves. Balzaram, their offspring. Divyat Tzaymas, the matters of the fast. The last letter of those four words, Zaram, Divrei, Hatzaymos, Vezakasam. It's
Mason,
backwards. Because the Medrash says.
Mason spelled in the same way. Before.
Right. No. Misam. The Medrash says that from Yitzchak and Yaakov davened for Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Klal Yisrael. That even the Mason davened for Klal Yisrael. So that's why the words Divrei Vizakasam, the word Vizakasam is referring to the Tefillos. So that and the three words prior to it spell the word Mason. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Amar Esther Kiyam Divrei HaPurim Ha'ila. The law, Esther's word, established these poor matters, v'nichta b'sefer, and it was written in a sefer. The Vilna Gaon says that there was a, you know, there was dissent. There was some dissent. You can't make a Yom Tov. We'll make a Shevach HaDav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saved us. You can make a Yom Tov for all generations and have mitzvahs, just like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. You can't. So there was a danger. Purim, the establishment of Purim was in danger. What carried it? What carried the day? Remember, we started out the first year that Esther was a Malka. And she was a real Malka. She was a Malka over the entire world. She was a Malka over all the 127 provinces. Achashverosh was just a flunky. He would have lost it. She was a Malka over the Jews. We saw that she commanded Mordechai. What right does she have to command Mordechai? She's a Malka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made her into a Malka. She was appointed by who? God. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu makes someone a Malka, she's a Malka. She's a Malka over the whole world. And the Chachamim, there was opposition. Esther finally said, that's it. By order of the queen, with the Kayach of Malchus, it's invested in Esther by Kaddish Baruch Hu. She's being mitzaveh. That this is the law. This is a part of Torah. This is a part of Torah. She was a Malka. She was a Neviah. She had Ruach HaKodesh. And that's why they wrote it down in a Sefer. And the Sefer, Chas V'Shalom, you have to treat it with Kedusha. It's Kedusha. It's Kaddish. It's Kaddish. It's written in a cloth with Diyari. There's Kedusha just like any other Sefer now. That's because that's what it means by Mamar Esther. Mamar Esther is the royal command. So Divrei HaPurim. Divrei HaPurim means the matters of Purim, but we know the word Davar also means words, speeches. So the Rekeach says that Divrei HaPurim, the words, that's referring to all the word mitzvahs. Kriyas Megillah, Alanisim, you have Kriyas HaTorah, you read Parashat B'Shalach, that's all the words. And he brings a remez to Alanisim. In Dvarim, in Parashat Kisavai, Hashem gives us a bracha that the Goyim are going to be smitten in front of us. And it says, Yiten Hashem Ivecha. Hashem is going to place your enemies nigafim lefanecha. Smitten. Nigafim is from the lashon of magefa, like a plague. Yiten Hashem Ivecha nigafim lefanecha. Nigafim is going to be smitten. The Rekeach says that the nigafim is also Rashitavis. It's an acronym. Nigafim is Nun Gimel Fe Yud Mem, the Nun is Nisim, Gimel is Gvuras, Fe is Purkan, Yud is Yeshua's, and Mem is Muhammad's. So the text from Al Nisim is Merumah's in the bracha that Hashem gave us in Parsha Kisava. Harakud. But Yasim Mamelech HaKashverish Masal Oritz, he put a tax on the land, the Yayam and on the islands. The Vilnagain says a famous gematria. Mas is the gematria 100. Ea, V'Ea is the gematria 27. Vav, Aleph, Yud, Yud. 100 plus 27 is 127. 627.
Is
127.
And then
it's equal? It's the amount of provinces. Mas and V'Ea is the gematria 127. We've mentioned this before from the Yosef Lekach, that when a Kaddish Baruch Hu does an ace and he changes Teva, as soon as there's no more need for it, things automatically go back to what they were. We said the whole tax exemption was an ace. We explained that the Goyim were all exempt from taxes, but the Jews weren't exempt from taxes. So therefore Haman that wanted to kill the Jews, he had to replace the revenue. Because the Goyim... One second. Because the Jews were the only ones paying taxes. They wanted to kill out the Jews. But Mordechai, they wanted to kill the Goyim, didn't have to replace the revenue because the Goyim weren't paying taxes anyway. This is part of the nature because it's one of the things that made it harder for Haman and made it easier for Mordechai. But as soon as they won, so I don't care without getting the nation is ended. So the significance of this pasuk is not just giving us a bit of trivia. We're not interested in Persian history. Oh, he put a tax on him. It's telling you the nace is over, the curtain has descended. That's why I'm going to say this is beautiful. You know, the Megillah ends Dafka with taxes to show you that we lived through a period of Nisim. 7 years of Nisim, and now it's back to normal, at least on the surface, and the tax authority is reinstated. The Rekeach says in this pasuk, you look and you knock, you see there's a line there, a vertical line. That means you pause. Achashverosh placed it. Pause. Masal Oriz, there was a tax on the land. The fact that there's a line there between the name Achashverosh and the word Mas means Achashverosh didn't make the tax. It looked like he did it, but he didn't make the tax. Who made the tax? There's a line there.
Between
how'd you know that? Awesome. Mordechai made the tax. Who did he make the tax on? Not everybody. You see, there were two groups of people. There were tzaddikim, and almost everyone in Klal Yisrael was tzaddikim at that point. But But there were people that called, you know what a late is?
Choker.
A scoffer, a late. A late never gets the message. Never gets the message. Never. It says, because, you know, you threaten him, you scare him, you show him a lesson, he makes a joke out of it, you know. You're the biggest musa shmooz, everybody's crying. And you go, he sticks out his tongue, and everybody starts laughing. Litzanas. Litzanas are people that you can't make an impact on, so Mordecai put a tax on them. Tzadikim did not get a tax. Late, they got taxes. And the Rekach says, you see this. It says, the words, Al ha'aretz v'iyei hayam. Al ha'aretz v'iyei hayam. Al ends with a lamed. Ha'aretz ends with a tzadik. Iye ends with two yuds. Hayam ends with mem. Lamed, tzadik, yud mem is leitzim. Pasuk base. V'chomaisa tukva v'rasa, the power and the mightiness, the parasha dulos Mordecai and Mordecai's greatness, asher gidla ha'melech, that the king elevated him, he made him great, aleimtsum, aljei v'divei yamin, the written in the books of Chronicles, the Malkei Madi Paras, which we don't have anymore because the Greeks destroyed it, the Romans, they sacked the Persian Empire, they destroyed all the Chronicles, we don't have it, but it's irrelevant, it's not Torah, it's just history. Tukva, power. Chomaisa Tukvai talks about the power of Mordechai. The gematria of the word Tukvai is 586. Exactly. The power of Mordechai is represented by the number 586. That is the gematria of the word Yerushalayim. Yud Resh Vav Shin Lamed Mem. That's the way it's spelled in Tanakh. It's Sefer Yeshua. Yerushalayim is spelled Chaser. Yud Resh Vav Shin Lamed Mem. Without the Yud. And that's the same gematria as 586, which is Tukvai, because Mordechai built the Beis Hamikdash. Pasuk Gimel.
Literally, or
Mordechai? Yes.
At the ground.
Whatever. He was Malachi. Mordechai is Malachi. Ezra, Nechemia. Ezra didn't finish it. Chagai is Chagai Malachi. Nechemia. Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah Melech Achashverosh. He is the second in command, the viceroy to King Achashverosh. Gadol Yudim is great. To the Jews, Ratzlu Evechad, he finds grace and goodwill among the most, you know, an overwhelming abundance of his brethren. Not everyone. Roy Vechav.
Brethren is Jews or
Jews. Most of the Jews, the majority of the Jews, not everyone. Derish Tev Le'amai, he seeks good for his people. V'Dayvish Shalom Achal Zaro, and he speaks peace to all his descendants. A cryptic pasuk. First of all, the Rekach says, why is he only find goodwill and grace by the majority of his people? The two pshatim. One pshat is the Rekach's pshat. Because not by everyone, because by the late time he protects them. So they don't like him. That's what I'm shocked. They don't like him. He attacks them. Everyone else doesn't pay taxes. They're late on him. They don't get the message. They're stubborn. They get taxed. They don't like him. But the Gemara tells us the reason. Chazal tells us because Pirish Mimena Mikta Sanhedrin. Part of Sanhedrin made a rift. A rift between him and them. They loved him. They appreciated what he did for them. But they could no longer be with him as they once were. The relationship wasn't the same. It was mental shame. They knew he was right, but Mordechai wasn't Kulei Torah anymore. Mordechai was not Kulei Torah. Whatever he was, he saved the Jewish people. He brought Kabbalah to Torah, but he wasn't Kulei Torah. The part of Mordechai is with the Melech. It pained them, but the reality is they can no longer have the same relationship with someone that's not Kulei Torah. That's one sad thing. The Megillah ends on a sad note. And I don't think we don't find the Chazal of Mordechai resented this. He understood it. They're Kulei Torah, and at least for the present, while he's in Achashverosh's palace, he's not Kulei Torah. He can't be with them as he was before. They loved him. They spoke to him. Don't think that they wrote him poison pen letters. Don't even think that. Don't even go there. But there was an effect in the relationship. It had to be adjusted because he wasn't Kulei Torah, and they were Kulei Torah, and the relationship can't be as before. The Pasuk says, Divrei Shalom. Divrei Shalom. Divrei Shalom Lechol Ha'am. What does Divrei Shalom mean? The Vilna Gaon says, Divrei Shalom means he went out of his way to treat the surviving nations with Shalom. He made peace over Jerusalem. The survivors, they killed out a lot of Gaon, tens of thousands of Gaon. Divrei Shalom means he spoke the language of peace. Why? Because he didn't want, somewhere down the line, that the descendants of these people are going to take revenge against his children. So the Vilna Gaon says, Divrei Shalom, he spoke the language of peace, he mended the rifts, he repaired the relationship, L'chol Zarei. Why? For his descendants, that they should... Divrei Shalom, am I? He sought out the good for his people. What does it mean he sought out the good for his people? The Medrash says he took all the riches that he got from Esther. Esther enriched Mordecai. She gave him everything. Haman was the richest man. Mordecai, it was given to Esther, it was given to Mordecai, and he donated it to the Jewish people to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's Divrei Shalom. The Beis HaMikdash was built from the ruins of Haman's fortunes. Haman amassed riches beyond our comprehension. And all of it went to build the one thing that he would set his life and should never be. The ultimate tefillah. And we want to close with another sad note. The first sad note is that Mordechai is in Golis. Mordechai is in Golis. He's in the palace of the king. He's not in Gan Eden with the Sanhedrin. He's in Golis. He doesn't have the same relationship. You know, Purim is a very happy day. Mishnah, Simcha, Davle Yada. It's a very happy day. But there's one that we seem to overlook. At the end of it all, the one who's in the most unfortunate setting, the most unfortunate circumstances, is Esther. Because after it's all over, the Jews are saved. The Jews are honored. The Jews have Kabbalah and Torah. And Esther has to go back to Ahasuerus for the rest of her days. Esther represents the concept called Shkinta Begalusi. There's a Shkina, but the Shkina is in Galus. The Shkina is not where it's supposed to be. The Gemara is Akasha. Where do we see Esther hinted at? In the Torah? And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Vanechi Haster Aster Panai. I am going to hide my face. It's quaint. It's cute. Esther's name is in the Pasuk. Haster sounds like Esther. But of course it's more than that. Hashem is hinting Esther's name in a phrase that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is calling himself. Anoichi is Hashem. Haster, Aster. Aster means I will hide myself. It's talking about Hashem. And Esther's name is hinted in the word that Hashem is hiding himself. Hashem is in a place where he doesn't want to be. Hashem wants to reveal himself in Eretz Yisrael, with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Melech, with Mashiach, with Torah, with Kiddushim Shemayim, with Kveid Hashem, with Simcha, with Ayuz Ruhada, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not revealed like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed among the Gayim. If Hashem wants to bring blessing to the world, so he can't do it in open fashion. He has to do it through all kinds of avenues. It's almost like a mushel. A guy has children, and he loses his wife. And then he remarries an evil stepmother. And she doesn't want the father to give any money to the kids. All the money has to go to her. But the father loves his children. But if he gives it to the kids, she'll make his life miserable. So what does he do? Secretly does it. He gives the money to this guy. He has a whole bunch of cutoff points, you know. He gets it to this guy, to that guy. And the kids should never find out that he's getting it for, you know. He sets it up. That's okay. You think the father enjoys it? You think the father's besimcha? He wants to have an open relationship. He wants to be with his children. He has to take care of them. But he has to do it through the evil stepmother. And then she has to ask upon it. The Megillah ends. The Esther goes back to the Tamei HaKashverish with all the mashmayis in. Esther can't be with her husband. Esther can't be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the stage is set. The Netzachon is complete. And everything is in motion. for the time when Esther's going to get up in the Reis HaMelech, that Kadosh Baruch will reunite with his people. The way for us to bring it, to make it be, is to take Megillas Esther, take it with us, internalize it, and change it and become changed. Because we went through a Purim, because we went through a Megillas Esther, we became different people than we were before. With Adlayada, with Simcha, with Ava, with Mishlach Manas, all the Mitzayim, all the Limud that we did, especially the Limud that we did, and year after year we keep doing it, it's definitely a zikr, it's guaranteed it's going to have an effect on us, and we, or our children, and our children's children, speedily in our days, should be the type of people that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to be married with, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will want to have an open relationship with. Ken Yiratza B'Yameinu. Zach Hazak V'Nishchazek. Did it. Good. 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 Good.